Now on the Starship front, SN8 has passed its cryopressure test, and this gives room for static fire test scheduled for October 14th with a backup date today, October 15th, and tomorrow, Friday, October 16th. And if you're wondering what is Starship, Starship is that gigantic vessel that is going to take nothing less than 100 humans to Mars. And it's still going to be a commercial vehicle that is going to be from one part of planet Earth to another part of planet Earth. And it's still going to be a vehicle to transport man from Earth to Mars. Now, there are different iterations that have been going on to ensure that this vehicle is sound and it is safe and it is ready to take humans to Mars come 2022 to 2024. Now, the current iteration of the several prototype of Starship, we've seen SN1, SN2, SN3, 4, 5, 6, 7.1, and the current iteration is SN8. SN means serial number. Now, Raptor serial number 30, 32, and 39 have been mated to the SN8 with flaps already installed, and all these gears up for the 15 kilometer flight test of the SN8. Do not forget the SN5, SN6, and SN7.1 all went through cryopressure test, static fire test, and a 150 meter hop and landing test. Now, in the meantime, in nose cone with four flaps attached has been spotted, awaiting stacking. SN10, on the other hand, is currently being stacked in the mid bay. The mid lock stack has been moved to the mid bay ahead of stacking with the common dome. Now, SN8 is the first Starship prototype that included aerodynamics control surfaces, or you simply call them flaps. Now, the nose cone will be installed, and as a nose cone with the forward flaps will be installed after the static fire test. So between today and tomorrow, today Thursday, October 15th, and tomorrow, Friday, October 16th, we should be getting the good news coming from the static fire test of the SN8. My name is Femi Greater Height, and better things to come for humanity.